Blog Talk Radio.
Wishes come true. I just look at you as I touch your hand, and this ordinary world becomes a wonderland. There are many girls I have met before, because I knew there would be this magic moment, one to last a lifetime, when a boy like me meets a girl like you. There are many girls I have met, I passed them by, because I knew there would be this magic moment, one to last a lifetime, when a boy like me meets a girl like you. When a boy like me
Oh, yeah. How sweet. How sweet. You know, it's like one of those saccharine sweet songs almost, you know. But, you know, hey, movies got kind of saccharine. That's all right. You know, they wouldn't let him do his own thing. He had to do what they told him, so it's not his fault, you know. Or we'd have much different music. Oh, yeah, a lot better. Hey, you know, I have to let you guys know right up front that today is probably going to be a much more subdued show. And if you can hear me, let me know yes. If you can't, say no, because I have no clue. I really don't. So that's all right. Anyway. It's going to be a more subdued show today because I'm very, very sad. The one who's been my friend since we were 6 years old passed away this morning at 12:16 a.m. The saving grace of that is that she doesn't hurt anymore. She had six different things that any one of them could kill her, and they were all working against her. She was a fighter. She hung on for probably about, I would say, 10, 15 years as this daily got worse, until she finally couldn't breathe. She couldn't talk. She couldn't walk. She ended up in the hospice facility. It's rather like a nursing home where they actually check them in, put them in bed, take care of them until the end, which in Valerie's case was only 3 days. In a way, it's very, very good, because she was in so much pain and she couldn't walk without breaking a bone. That's how bad her osteoporosis was. And they were afraid her ribs would break and could puncture a lung or something. But She's been dealing with that for many, many years. And her sister was with her. I think both sisters were with her at the end. Nobody was surprised. We knew it was coming. We've known it was coming for a long, long time. But it's kind of different when it gets down to the wire and finally happens. I know she's better now because she doesn't hurt anymore. She is at rest now. And I told her she better be one of those that greet me when I come. When God takes everyone to his paradise, she better be right there in that crowd holding out her arms to give me that hug that I've been wanting for years. So as you can tell, I'm still trying to deal with it. So if I break down during the show and just abruptly stop talking and go straight to a song, you'll know what's going on. Please understand. I called her sister of my heart for a reason. And she will always be in my heart, but it's not the same as being able to pick up the phone and say, "Hi, darling, how you doing today? I love you." It's not the same. But she'll never leave my heart. I don't have a hole in my heart because she's never left. But it's hard. So please understand and forgive me if I don't talk a whole lot today. It's hard to do. Because I'm trying to keep it together. I'm here by myself and I'm trying to keep it together so that I can function and do what needs done. Okay? So, I'm going to play all of the songs that John sent me first this morning. And here's the first one. I remember this song. I remember hearing it on the radio. Not every day. It was never quite that popular. But I remember it. I remember it. And I'll be playing one in a little bit that I never liked, but I know almost everybody else I've ever talked to likes it, so I will play it. I can suffer through 3 minutes. It's okay. And that's how I feel about the song, but you guys don't have to share that opinion. That's okay. It's all right. So right now, I'm going to play Jonathan King singing Everyone's Gone to the Moon.
Full of people, all alone. Roads full of houses, never home. Church full of singing, out of tune. Everyone's gone to the moon. Eyes full of sorrow, never wet. Hands full of money, all in debt. Sun coming out in the middle of June. Everyone's gone to the moon. Long time ago, life has begun. Everyone went to the sun. Parks full of motors, painted green. Mouths full of chocolate, covered cream. Arms that can only lift a
Nice one, but can you imagine what it would be like to be the only one left if everyone went to the moon? And you would always be the only one left because they probably wouldn't have thought far enough ahead to come back from the moon. That's just how people are. And it wouldn't have been like sending an astronaut. You know, this is a migration. We're going to the moon. Okay, good luck with that. Hope you find materials to build shelters. You know, that kind of stuff. Yes, my sense of humor is kind of broken today as well. But that's okay. That's okay. Here's that song that I was telling you about that I was never fond of. And I hope you all like it better than I ever did. Because I know... Everybody always told that to. They says, oh, you don't like it? What's, why? It's a great song. So, hey, guys, here you go. Just for you, Melanie, Brand New Key.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
That was Melanie. That's it. She never tacked the last name onto it. Just, that's Melanie. So, it's okay. She was one of those, I don't know, as teenagers we classed her as a folk singer. I just think her voice was different than everybody else's, and it just seemed that we thought that label fit her. And it's like, why did we have to label her anyway? It was supposed to be the 60s. We were supposed to be more tolerant than labels. But hey, you know, that's how it goes. But that's okay. She made that song a hit for herself. So everybody like it. That's fine with me. I don't care. It's all right. But, hey, you know what? Expect Tiny Tim, because he could show up to balance it out. And I know y'all going to love that, so that's all right. Anyway, here is Leroy Van Dyke. Just walk on by.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by. Wait on the corner.
And yes, I remember that from when I was a little girl. Yeah. Used to hear that on Mama's Country Western Radio. Walk on by, Leroy Van Dyke. I thought that was pretty cool because I didn't know anybody named Leroy at that point in time. I met somebody later in school, but I didn't know anybody named Leroy at that time. And Van Dyke is my mama's maiden name. So I thought that was pretty cool. I used to like listen to this because it was by somebody that had my mama's maiden name, Leroy Van Dyke. You know, I was a weird little kid. Never mind. I was a strange child. and you guys, I'm going to do it to you. It's just the mood I'm in. I'm sorry. Earth Angel with Tiny Tim.
I love you forever.
Well, you know, that's where they stopped it. So why? Only God knows, because I don't. He didn't tell me. So that's where that one ends. And you know what? I got to get it out of my system, guys. Great balls of fire. Tiny Tim.
You shake my nerves and you ran on my brain. You must love and drive a man insane. You broke my will. Oh, what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great. You came along and I thought it was funny.
That even made me laugh a little bit. So Tiny Tim is a great artist. Yeah, well, anyway, he has a certain knack, you know, had a certain knack. So, guys, you be careful what you say about Sir Tiny Tim, or you could get a couple songs from him, because I keep him in my studio. All right? So be aware. Be aware. He could become calling. You talk about his name too much, and he might show up. There you go. All right. In the meantime, a word to the wise, right? Well, a word anyway. Okay, this is, I've never heard of this guy. He's, I think he's Sweden, because it was a Swedish company that produced his show, recorded this song, and they are from Sweden. It's Parlahome Music from Sweden. However you pronounce it, I don't know. But anyway, it's Swedish. This song is called Movie Star, and the dude's name is Harpo. I know.
Was a commercial spot on the screen. your jet. But you worked in the grocery store every day until you could afford to get away. So you went to Sweden to meet the Bergman. He wasn't there, or he just didn't care. I think it's time for you, my friend, to stop pretending that you are a movie star.
Before, but I like it, you know. And poor old Patchy here, he's trying to dig a hole through China through my carpet, and it is a new carpet, so you know, please don't do that. Hey, Pumpkin, Patch, wear your bed then. That'll be all right. Okay, he just wanting things different, so you know, put it on top instead of underneath. Maybe that'll work. Well, made him lay down. Oh, that dog is so funny. It's hilarious. All right. Now, do you guys remember every once in a while on the Beverly Hillbillies, they'd have a couple guys go on and play a little hillbilly music. It usually involved a banjo or something, but not always. Then they are the ones that actually did the theme song for Hillbillies. Oh, please, God, let my memory not be faulty. That happens so often anymore. But anyway, Homer and Jethro. That ring any bells with everybody? Yeah, Homer and Jethro. Well, this is Homer and Jethro. Where John finds these, I don't know, but it's beautiful. It's totally beautiful. Listen to it, okay? Because it's not Marty Robbins' version, but it is El Paso.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I spent a whole week out there in one day. I looked all over for Rose's Cantina. I think Hernando had hid it away. I asked the cab driver, where's Rose's Cantina? I'd like to find it, cause I can't stay long. He said, why don't you go ask Marty Robbins, cause he's the hombre who made up the song. I heard the cab driver holler, ole, come to Velveeta's Cafe. Velveeta cha-cha, shake their maracas over the bridge that they call Santa Fe. Cab driver, wild the bus. cafe had standing room only. Wall to wall drunks all the way to the street. I looked around for a place I could sit down. A lady stood up then and I grabbed her seat. Soon I felt single, though I could see double, drinking tequila and feeling so grand. Started to walk out, got into trouble, just then some drunk stepped on top of my hand. I see Velveeta's eyes looking at me, bloodshot and shining with scars. I ask her, where have you been all my life? She answered, most of it I wasn't born. So in anger I tore out of there like a big herd of turtles. Goodbye to Juarez and goodbye El Paso, goodbye Velveeta, whatever you are.
Now did y'all like that? I thought that was so cute. I start smiling when that first line went through that, and it's great. I think it's great. You got to have a little levity, especially today. I need some levity. I need some hugs. I need, well, that's how it goes. That's as far as it's going to go, too. So that's all right. That's all right. I'm still going to be alive tomorrow. God willing, and the creek don't rise. So anyway, here is a song that, yes, Anne, I have been working on this, darling. I really have. It's just in amidst a lot of other things going on, okay? It'll be done pretty quick. It's almost there. But this is one that I got sent with the rest of my songs today. And this is great. It's Anne Murray doing You Needed Me.
I cried a tear, you wiped it dry. I was confused, you cleared my mind. I sold my soul, you bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Out on my own again, you put me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me, you needed me, and I came. I finally found someone who really cares. You held my hand when it was cold, when I was lost, you took me home, you gave me hope. When I was at the end and turned my life back into truth again, you even called me friend. high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me. You needed me. You needed me. You needed me.
I do like that song. Isn't that wonderful? I do like that. Ever since it came out, I've liked it. And I have done it before, but it has been so long. It's almost like learning a new song. Luckily, it's not hard. But you just got to... Okay, yeah, you got to knuckle up. Oh, my gosh. Let's see if I can find this one. This would be a good one to play now. Would be a very good one. Was one that was sent me this morning. I wish we could have the video that goes with it. Come on, computer. Thank you very much. Because it's... Well, that didn't work, did it? Okay, maybe this will work. Oh, boy. All right. Where are we going? Where are we going? Yes, that's where we're going. Okay. You know, even when you put it in correctly, the computer says, no, this is what you put in. And it's like, no, it really isn't. But you kind of go back to the scrolling through it to find it. And that's ridiculous. If it's going to work, well, my ragging and railing at it really isn't going to change anything, is it? It's not going to make it work proper. But that's okay. That's okay. I will find it. It's just going to take a little more time. Almost. Two more. There we go. Okay. This one has, and it's rare, it's backstage footage that they have put this song with. And this isn't a perfect take. You can see a couple places where it, to me, it strikes me, there's a bug in here, strikes me as being a rehearsal take. But that's okay because he knows how much I love rehearsal takes. So we got this. It's Elvis, the backup song, and they do have a bit of a backup song at the end of it, a different one because I guess they had too much footage. But anyway, I wish you could see the footage. It just ain't going to work that way. So here is the backstage footage backed by Sylvia. And just use your imagination, kids.
Why did she go away? The tears on my pillow, they're not hard to explain. There's nothing else I can say.
So sad now, I'd be so glad now if I
the bed is taken to love in the quiet night. I lie in the darkness thinking I must go before it's light. Before you open up your eyes and you beg me to stay, I leave 'cause I can't stand to see you hurt this way.
There you go. See, I knew that was going to happen, and I still missed it. My goodness. Well, I knew stuff like this was going to happen today, so that's okay. There's really nothing I can do about that. My mental faculties just aren't completely together and 100%. But, you know, this too shall pass. That's what they keep telling me, but I know it's true. I know it's true. And this was not... The death of Valerie was not at all unexpected. I have been expecting this news for years, really years. I am surprised that she stayed with us as long as she did. But that's okay. That's okay. I had her as long as I could have her, and it was time for her to go home. So she is resting now. And boy, does she deserve rest. She hasn't been able to breathe or sleep for so many years. So now she doesn't need to breathe. And she can just rest. Just be at rest, my darling. Be at rest. Okay, anyway. Next. All right, next. Yeah, next. We're getting to the fun part now, kids. You know, we're getting to the fun part. We really are. Honest, take my word for it. You're really that gullible? Okay, that's fine. No, would I lead you astray? I wouldn't do that. I really wouldn't do that. Okay, here is Steve Hoffmeyer and Demi Lee Moore doing the duet for Amanda.
I've held it all inward, God knows I've tried. It's an awful awakening in a country boy's life. To look in the mirror in total surprise. The hair on my shoulders and the age in my eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of people who don't understand the pleasures of life in the hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Well, I finally made 40, still wearing these jeans. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life,
gentleman's wife.
When it came out, and I still love it. I think it's beautiful. I think it's so totally beautiful. God gives you this down-to-earth, ordinary person, and you think so highly of that person that they should have been in a higher station. They should have had better things than you can give them. They should have been, for lack of a better phrase, rich and famous. But, you know, I think that's how God wants it. It wants us to be so happy with the person he puts us with that we think so much more highly of them. It makes them so special in our hearts. And that's the way it needs to be. That's the way it should always be. The person you love should always be the most special one on earth to you, the most special one in your heart. And to take up all the room so there's no room for anybody else in there. Sure, I'm not talking friends and things like that. They're in a different space in your heart, you know. But yeah, and don't let jealousy in to ruin that. You don't need to. You've got that place, and that place belongs to you in that person's heart. Don't worry about anybody else. God will take care of them. It's all right. It's all right. Okay? Next. Oh, yes. Okay. I've got a comparison. All right? And this kind of knocked my socks off. Well, I wasn't wearing any to begin with, but you know what I mean. We're going to do this comparison, and what I'm going to do first is Elvis's version. Because the second version, the guy's voice should be enough to knock you on your butt. And I'm not kidding. I'll explain why right before I play his song, okay? But this is the version that Elvis did on June 7th of 1970. Tomorrow Never Comes. And yes, he did send me this one.
Never come.
Okay. Now, y'all got that in your brain, right? Your ears are hearing Elvis sing that song, right? Okay. Here's the next one. Jim Nabors. Doing Tomorrow Never Comes.
Oh, you tell me that you love me. Yes, you tell me that you care. That tomorrow never there. Many weeks now have I waited, many long have I cried just to see that happy morning when I have you right by my side?
Got his voice in your mind. You've heard of Elvis. Elvis did it and sped it up because he didn't care for it that slow either. And it was right for him to do that. For his voice, he did the perfect thing, but he always did. I mean, that is not a surprise. At any rate, okay, now I want you guys to think of that show Gomer Pyle USMC. You got that in your head? Gomer? The guy that always went, go away. Yeah? That's Jim Nabors, people. That is the singing voice you just heard with that thick, southern, goofy, weird voice. That was his real speaking voice. That is his real speaking voice, and you just heard his real singing voice. They never did seem like, I used to watch in fascination, how do those two things come out of that same person? But it did. It did. His singing voice, you never would have guessed what his speaking voice was. His speaking voice, you never would have guessed what his singing voice was. They finally got to where there was a certain scenario they made up on the show so that he could sing a song on the show. As Private Gomer Pyle. You know, if you don't remember Gomer Pyle's voice, look up the show and listen to a few lines, guys. You have to. I'm telling you, it is a necessary thing to the rest of your life being good, because it's just amazing the difference between Jim Nabors' speaking voice and his singing voice is nothing short of amazing. You've got to listen to his speaking voice so you'll know what I'm saying. If you don't remember Gomer Pyle, you've got to listen to it so that you'll know what I'm saying, and your mouth is going to open, your jaw is going to hit the floor, and you're just going to be amazed at what you're hearing, because it is fantastic. And I don't really recall something like that happening that I know of with any other artist that I've heard. I do know I have seen on America's Got Talent where they did have a trio of gals come on, and their speaking voices were totally high, soft female. Really, really. But when they sang, you would have swore it was a guy. I mean, we're talking drop down into the baritone range, and it's like, huh? If you weren't watching, and even then, I was thinking TV trickery. But, oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's the only other time that I've heard something like this. You got to hear the speaking voice, guys, and then you'll appreciate what you just heard. You will appreciate what you just heard. It's nothing short of amazing. Totally amazing. All right. I am going to play a duet now by Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias. I know it doesn't seem like they're going to go together too good, right? But they do a really good job on this song. It really is. And it's another one John found. It's like... they don't even bill it as a duet. But if you're listening, you can tell the beginning of the song is Willie Nelson's part. And then in comes Julio Iglesias. And you know the difference. You know the difference. But you kind of listen going, that's not Julio Iglesias. That's Willie Nelson. And then it all comes together and gels, and you realize you're listening to a duet. They just didn't bill it properly. But here we go. I did. And here you are, Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias, All the Girls I've Loved Before.
To all the girls I've loved before, who travel in and out of my door, I'm glad they came along. I dedicate this song to all the girls I've loved before. For the girls they once caressed, in the ice they pressed, for helping me to grow, I owe a lot I know. All the girls I've loved before, the winds of change are always blowing, and every time I try to stay, the winds of change continue blowing, and they just carry me away. To all the girls now are some dedicate this song to all the girls I love.
To the ones they're loving now and what's coming up in the future. Makes you think a little bit, doesn't it? Now, the girls they loved before, are they regretting something? Or are they just saying, thank you for being there for me and we don't want to know why? That would kind of be my take on it. Okay, don't tell me, I really don't want to know. There you go. Oh, my goodness gosh. Oh, I got to tell you something happened today that it kind of made me laugh, which came as a welcome thing. It was just a little before showtime, and the mail had come, so I went down and got the mail. And there was something in there from the Governor General's office from Arizona. And I thought, what the hey is going on now? I ain't got nothing to do with Arizona anymore. It's gone. Passed. Over. Done. Well, what it was is they were sending me a letter telling me that in my ex-husband's estate that they were still owed $143 from the final check that he was paid that didn't get the retirement funds taken out and put in the fund. And I went, what do I care? I don't even know when his last check was, but I know it was long after we weren't together anymore. So they just gave me a person and number. So I called the number and I said, yeah, is this, and I said her name. And she says, yes, it is. And I said, oh, well, this is, and I gave my name, Jennifer Moulton. And I said, I'm kind of calling about a letter you sent to me about Carl, about his retirement fund being owed, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, oh, yeah. What's the number that they put on that letter? So I said, there's no number on this letter. You should be about in the middle of the page. And I says, honey, it's got your department name. It's got my name, your address and phone. There is no file number of any kind on this letter anywhere. Oh, okay, I can look it up another way. I says, well, okay, why'd you do that first of all? But I didn't say anything. And she found it right quick, too. You know, kudos to her. She knows her job. And I said, well, you know what? The problem being is that we've been divorced since 2002, and I don't have anything to do with anything he owes anybody or anything anybody owes him. I'm out of that mess. Oh, really? And when did I says 2002, final. don't be coming to me for any money for anything he owes anybody, because it's not going to happen. And she's, oh, all right, all right. Well, you know, we get down to the end like this and we find something to do, we just hit up everybody we can think of. I says, well, that's all well and good, but don't hit me up anymore because you ain't getting nothing. She was very nice about it. She understood. She says, oh, well, I'm divorced too, so I hear what you're saying. I says, good, we don't have to argue. I love that. And she just put down the information, and that was the end of it. That was it. But I got a giggle out of that. After 10 years, they're asking me, it was a small amount, but they were coming to me for it after 10 years. I said, not happening. Go somewhere else to somebody who cares. And here's a quarter so you can call them. You know, that kind of thing. I had to laugh. It was a good moment of levity that I needed right at that point in time. So it was great. And I'm just sharing the humor of it. You know, it wasn't a problem. Didn't have to do anything. I just thought it was funny as a crutch. Anyway, to get back to music now, I have to share all my moments. You know, I live by myself. So I'm sorry you guys have to suffer. That's just how it works. But y'all keep coming back, so I think you're okay with it. It's all right. Gives you a little insight into my life. Okay? You don't know everything. You never will know everything. And that's all right. That's all right. Here is Elvis doing the last live version, closing the show May 9th. Of 1976, Young and Beautiful.
Jazz blues. Well, I don't have a room. And there's a whole bunch of them in there. You know that? You're so young.
People were actually in that audience that believed that. I wonder. I really don't. Anyway, yeah, okay. Never mind. So, I have one more song that he sent me today for this show. I've got lots of other songs. We're not out of music. But this is the last song that he sent me for today. So here we go, and it's a goodie. So if you got shoes or socks on, take them off. Untangle your feet from the legs of that chair and get up off your chair. Take a swig of whatever you're drinking, sweetheart, because you're going to need to wet your whistle. Here is Boogie Woogie Fiddle Country Blues by Charlie Daniels.
Thank you. as a leader, and it makes me wanna jump up and run. And if he's bowing with some soul, boogie woogie rock and roll, well, I know I'm gonna have some fun. And when the rocker starts to fly, and I'm looking in the eye like I'm just about to blow a fuse, mama called the doctor, called your boy, has got you rocking. What he said to me, he said music is a rhapsody. He picked up his violin, stuck it underneath his chin, started playing me a symphony. I said, that ain't the way it's done, let me see that fiddle, son. And I saw him off a chorus or two. He said, you better call the doctor, cause I think I got you rocking boogie woogie fiddle country blues. Well, now if you wanna play me some fiddle, I'm gonna tell you right from the start, you better play me some low down, hold down, honking. I don't want to hit no funeral march. It's gotta pick me up and roll me over. It's gotta make me wanna jump up and sing. If it ain't buzzing like a beehive, kick it into overdrive, it don't mean a doggone thing. So let me rustle up my bow, and I think that I can show you the way I like to play this thing. Let's put some boogie rhythm in and kick it on up to the limit, cause I'm gonna put some fire on the string. And if you feel your feet start moving to the beat, and you feel like you got ants in your shoes, well then you better call the doctor, cause you probably got the rockin' boogie woogie fiddle country blues.
Charlie Daniels is always good for a mood lifter. You know what I mean? He can just pick you up and let you fly. You know, it's fantastic how he can do that. That fiddle playing of his don't hurt at all, if you know what I mean. All right, here's one. You know, like Eric Clapton. I hope you do. But it doesn't really matter. But guess what? That was all a rhetorical question at any rate, because I'm playing grassroots. I was going to play Eric Clapton, and I saw this other song. Went, no, we're going to go here instead. So we're going to go here instead. This is Grassroots with Midnight Confession.
Midnight
grassroots. I really did. Everything they, I can't think of anything they did that I didn't like. It was really nice. It was. Okay. Now, take it on back. Oh, gosh, I forget. Anyway, Supremes. When were they doing their thing? 67, 68, something like that? Anyway, here's one that was very, very popular. If I can get... There we go. This computer, I swear, it's driving me crazy sometimes. All right, this is the Supremes with Baby Love. It's another computer typing thing, and it says it doesn't like that either. Well, let's just go with the name of the group. There it is. I don't get it, but it's okay. It's okay. It's a lesson in patience and perseverance and keeping my cool. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So, okay, here we go. Kansas. Wayward son.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Soaring ever high.
Long, long time since I've heard that song. I used to hear it at home all the time, but that was way back in the dark ages when I was married. I didn't steal that album. I probably should have. Anyway, I can always go buy another one. If I ever find my stereo, I still haven't found that sucker, but I haven't unpacked that trunk yet. I'm scared to look in there. All right. Here is a favorite. And we all know who this is for. It's the Hollies doing Long Cool Woman.
Better on my
Yes. I love the Hollies. They were one of my favorite groups back in the 60s. It was great. Whatever happened to the Hollies? Huh. I have to look that up and see what's going on. Oh, one of them went here and one of them went there and another one went over here and these two stayed together but changed their name to this and typical story, you know. But I really am curious. I'll have to look that up and see what actually happened. All right, now, Chris DeBerg. And this one goes out to John as well. Lady in Red.
And you shine so bright. Never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. Looking for a little romance. Give it half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing. All the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind. Lady in red is dancing with me. There's nobody here. It's just you and me. It's where I wanna be.
Can you think of, well, yeah, there are probably love songs that are just as good, but are there any better? That's I love that. That just kind of takes you away and makes you think of what's happening in the song, and you put yourself in that place. Not bad. Not bad. All right, then. Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. And guys, they were super close friends for a long, long time. But no, they never actually had an affair. I don't care what anybody says or what anything goes through. When they each told their story of it, they were very, very close. And sometimes they were tempted, but they knew if they did that, their friendship was done, and they could not work together anymore. So they never did. They never had that affair. And don't believe it if anybody says they did, because it's not true. They did not. And they stayed super, super close friends until Kenny died. So that's a pretty special thing, because it lasted for, what, 50 years, something like that? It was unbelievable. It was great. So here is a song by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. We Got Tonight.
I know it's late. I know you're here. And I know your plan. Lonely, longing for shelter from all that we see. Why should we worry? No one will care, girl. Look at the stars now, so far away. We've got tonight. Who needs tomorrow? We've got tonight, babe. Why don't you stay?
Deep in my soul.
Well, I'll tell you, I have been trying to figure out
for years and years and years. I have been a big fan of Kenny's ever since the first edition. And how you do that, I'll never know. That's not easy.
You do it very well.
Do I love your voice, I have to tell you. I always thought if Johnny Mathis and Willie Nelson had a kid, it'd sound just like you. You do that.
You do it very well. You have to be a little more careful than I do, though. You get a black eye.
Oh, boy. That Kenny Rogers, he sure is a funny rascal, huh?
You know, I have to tell you something. This may not mean a thing in the world to you, but I have to tell you, you cannot imagine what a thrill it is for me to play right here on the same court that the Portland Trailblazers play on. I mean,
yeah.
That is... I identify with those guys a great deal.
Oh, you identify with those guys? Oh, you can't score either?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's a little joke there.
Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. I tell you. They knew how to have fun. They did. They really knew how to have fun. There it is. I thought I'd lost it. But I always laugh when I see the two of them together because they're always cracking up and making jokes. And it's wonderful. They put on a great show. If you've never seen them and you get a chance, do it. Well, you can't now. Kenny's gone. Forget that. Watch the videos. There you go. Yeah, I did see him in concert once, and he was very, very charismatic. And it was on a circle stage at the college in Pullman University, excuse me. And he made sure that everybody got to see his face. He walked around that circle countless times during his concert. And I thought that was very, very considerate. You know, making sure everybody got to see his face instead of just his hiney. That was a good thing. That was showmanship. He was good. Yeah, the industry will be much poorer now that he's gone. You know, Dolly's still doing her thing. If you get a chance to see her, go see her because she's great. She's fantastic. I think it would be fantastic to be a performer like she is. That would be fantastic. Okay, that being said, here's one. Marvin Gaye. Needs no introduction. I'm just going to play it. Enjoy. All right. I've always loved that song. As a teenager, it was for different reasons, but, you know, I still like the song even now. So it's good. You know what? We're going to have an Elvis song. I couldn't stand anymore. So we're going to have an Elvis song live from 1970, 20 days and 20 nights.
I got to explain to you something. We had to learn like 50 songs for this show. We were supposed to learn 50 songs. We only learned 5. So we were short about 45 songs. Anyway, this is one of them that we don't know. And the person felt it, you know.
Left my home up in the hills far behind me. Left my wife with unpaid bills. She can't find me. I'm trying out the world for size, but find that it's not paradise. It's lonely. Whoa. Now for 20 days and 20 nights I've been alone, and that ain't right without her. City ways are strange to me, and I can't take it, for it's not like it ought to be. I can't make it. I've got to face the truth one day. A man can't always run away from trouble. Though now for 20 days and 20 nights I've been a fool, and that ain't right without her. Been out of light and off the track, but that's behind me. I fooled around and did it well. I just couldn't ring the bell without her. Oh, it's taken 20 days and 20 nights to prove me wrong and make her right. 20 days and 20 nights, I was wrong, she was right, all alone, and I miss her.
Guess where that brings us, kids? We're down at the end of the show again. I've got a spider bite. It's just like crazy, man. Anyway, you guys don't have anything to do with that. I just thought I'd toss it out. But, yes, we're down to the end of the show one more time. And if you didn't hear something that you really wanted to hear, you're going to have to let me know. Otherwise, we just go off of John and my brains. And sometimes that's catch as catch can. So yeah, there you go. You know, we got a big grab bag, and I just reach in and pull them out, which is about how it works a lot of times. So there you go. Hey, guys, you know what? Thank you for joining me. I hope you had a good time. I know you spent a lot of time chatting about this and that, and that's good. That's okay. That's okay. Tuesday and Thursday, that's just fine. That's not a problem at all. So I know you were listening to the show, and I know you enjoyed the music, and glad you let me know. So thank you so much. And I've been asked a question that I got. Anyway, yes. I know there were a couple of requests that came in that didn't get played simply because my brain started seeing some other things, and I tossed in some Tiny Tim where I didn't really have space for them, but I did them anyway. I needed to do them. And another song or two that I didn't really have space for, but I just felt the need to hear it, so I played it. And so there are two requests that will be played on Thursday instead of having gone today. But it's okay, guys. Thank you for sending them. They will get aired, you know, and that's one thing is I never promise exactly when. I do it when I can. Today, the schedule got a little twisted out, so it'll go Thursday. That'll be okay. It's still going to be on. We're still going to listen to them. They're still going to be just as good. So it's fine. But thank you for joining me today. I really needed to have you here. It was very, very nice spiritual support, and I do appreciate it very much. And everybody out in internet land, wherever you are, yeah, Jimmy Durante, of course. But thank you for coming on in. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Like I say, if there's something you wanted to hear that I didn't play, get on Messenger and send me that request. Yeah, you can send it direct to me. If you're in one of the chats, you can send it through a chat. It's probably better to send it directly to me. But, you know, I'll get it. If I get it on Messenger, I'll play it. May not be that exact day, but it'll get there. It'll get there. Sometimes it takes 3 or 4 weeks, you know. Some of these gals that send me requests can tell you that, but I do try to do it sooner than that. I really do. So anyway, thank you all so much. I hope you loved it. There's another show just like today on Thursday. Okay, another 2 hours of some fantastic music that you can just sway to or rock to or whatever you want to do to. Yeah, okay, I'll leave it stand. So, hope to see you again on Thursday, same time of day, same channel. And you can find the links on the groups on my Facebook page and on Messenger. So, there you go, guys. We'll close out with an Elvis song. Yes, it's a movie song, but I like it. Slowly but surely.
I'm gonna wear you down slowly but surely. I'm gonna bring you round to my way of thinking, my way of kissing, my way of love. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine. I ain't gonna rush you. I'll let you meditate though I wanna crush you. My arms will have to wait, I'll just take it easy. So nice and easy, real cool and breezy. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a feeling I'm not wasting my time. Oh yeah. When you get the message, it's gonna be fine. The table's gonna turn slowly but surely. Your lips are gonna burn for what you've been missing. My kind of kissing, my kind of loving. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a feeling I'm not wasting my time. When you get the message, it's gonna be fine. Slowly but surely, the table's gonna turn. Slowly but surely, your lips are gonna burn for what you've been missing. My kind of kissing, my kind of kissing.